Good Wednesday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. We do this each and every Wednesday at this time as we talk Lorain County and Northeast Ohio Wrestling. Glad to have you with us on AM 930 WEOL. And again, a huge thank you to our sponsors, the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Sean Bennett, as always, great to talk with you on a Wednesday night. Didn't we just do this a few minutes ago? Man, the weeks are flying by this winter.
It seems like every week we're kind of just blink your eye and we're back to another session. So it is, but it's fun. It's enjoyable and it's something new. It seems the same way when I'm writing my notebook. It's like I get done with one and it's already ready to start another one.
Yeah, it seems like we just did this. And now a guy that we had on a few weeks ago now on the show, Eric Burnett, the head coach of Elyria High, will be joining us a little bit later on in the program. Some topics that you want to cover with Eric tonight.
Well, he obviously, him and Elyria are going to host the first round of the state duels as it's actually going on as we are talking at right now at broadcasting. And, you know, he's got a big Greater Cleveland Conference showdown tomorrow night, Thursday night, at home against Brunswick. And obviously, we talked to him in week two, so there was a lot of big events since then. You know, the Beast of the East, the Bill D's out in Akron Firestone. So they've had a lot. They've done a lot on the mats so far this year.
And, Sean, we were talking before we rolled here, and we've talked about this before. January, kind of that lull, as you said, when we started things off. December's a very busy month. Guys get on the mats, a lot of tournaments and so forth. Of course, a state tournament starts next month. January, just kind of work your way through it, per se.
Yeah, right now the it's a lot about conference duels. There's teams battling right now. The conference races are kind of winding down, and those are the big exciting matches. They're the Wednesday and Thursday night duels and things like that, and rankings. That's my big thing. You know, we're starting to we had our midseason rankings, and we're starting to see how those kids kind of shake out, and we're waiting for Josh Lowe's report, which is taking over the Brakeman report, which will come out right at the end of January, early February, and that's kind of cool as well.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick time out when we come back. We'll glance back at last weekend. There wasn't a whole lot going on, but we'll take a look at the results, and we'll talk a lot of Lorain County High School wrestling. So stay with us. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. Glad to bring it to you on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, you can listen on your phone if you download that WEOL mobile app. Great way to dial in. And, of course, you can also listen online at WEOL.com. We continue along with the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Each and every Wednesday, yours truly, Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram, get together on AM 930 WEOL to talk Lorain County High School Wrestling. Boy, we are really in the bulk of the season right now, as we touched on during our opening segment. Well, Sean, as we usually do during this first lengthier segment, a quick look back to last weekend. But, boy, it was a pretty quiet weekend on the mats as far as last weekend was concerned.
Yeah, only a couple tournaments that involved area teams. the Marine Corps Invitation out at West Holmes is a 13-team. Pretty tough tournament. Keystone was our only area representative there. They had a champion, David McCullough, won at 182 pounds, and Ben Oakletree was runner-up at 195. And then the Terry Monroe Invitation out at Western Reserve, a 9-team tournament. Elyria's white team, the varsity team. It's like their secondary varsity team. It's mostly made up of these stud freshmen they have. They have seven freshmen that were junior high state qualifiers last year. And Jimmy Shill was a state placer last year in junior high. He won a championship at 120 there. Elyria finished second out of the 9 teams there as well. And then Brookside and Clearview were also in that field. And they came away with several placers. Greg Packard from Brookside won a championship at 220. So several champions out of the local contingent. I think Larry had four altogether. Fabian Todd won at 152. Luis Aguilar won at 160. And Brendan Price, who's actually a member of the red team, the varsity team, but I think was out for a tournament. So he has, you know, they have points. I don't know if you are aware how the wrestling team, they get like, I think, 20-some schedule points every year. And they're allowed to do so many dual meets and so many tournaments. And if a kid misses one, he can go and wrestle with, you know, the JV team or the white team or something like that. And that's what Brendan did. And He had he went 9-0 with 8 pins. So
I would say he did very well.
Yeah. So he definitely kind of rolled through the field there and definitely dominated. But some success there, Darren, down at Western Reserve.
And obviously, you talked about that Illyria white team, as they call it. Those kids are gaining valuable experience with tournaments like this.
Right. And it's just a matter of the fact that Illyria is so stacked that kids that, you know, a lot of these freshmen would come and probably be starters on a lot of teams, a lot of varsity teams in Ohio. And it's just so stacked in Illyria's lineup right now. These kids are just having to wait. And it's nice that Illyria is able to put together this second varsity team to go wrestle in varsity tournaments. So that these kids are ready next year when maybe a senior graduates or they work hard during the offseason and maybe they win a wrestle off and get into the varsity lineup, they're ready to go. They've been toiling away in JV tournaments or they're still getting the high-level experience.
Again, you're hearing from Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Does a great job in covering the local wrestling scene for the CT. I'm Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL. And Sean, you mentioned at the top of the broadcast here that as folks are hearing this right now, shortly after 6 o'clock, there's a lot of action that have already started on the mats tonight.
Yeah, I'm kind of having that retro feel. When I was a kid and went to the Municipal Stadium to watch the Indians game in the 1970s and seeing all the people there with their transistor radios and their little earbuds. That's what I'm hoping for tonight. I'm hoping everybody's got their WL apps going on their mobile phones, and they've got their earbuds in, and they're able to kind of both listen to the wrestling show and watch wrestling. And, everybody, about 6 o'clock when we go, it'll be probably the second round will be starting in most of our sites. And we have three Lorain County programs are hosting first-round matchups in the dual-team tournament for the OHSA. And that's Illyria, Avon, and Wellington will all be. So, plenty of options for fans to get out and watch some wrestling tonight.
So that's Division 1, Illyria, Division 2, Avon, Division 3, Wellington, respectively, correct?
No. Avon is also Division 1 as well.
And oh, okay.
With only three divisions, they're a bigger school in wrestling. So, yeah, they're a Division 1 team as well. Illyria and Avon are actually in the same regional bracket. But because this first round is like kind of spread out, they're each host, and then the winners will meet in the regional semifinals next Wednesday.
So is there anything tonight that you're kind of keeping an eye on, you think will draw a lot of local interest?
Well, I'll be keeping an eye on Illyria because I will be there covering it for the Chronicle. We will also be covering the Avon tournament. We're going to have Josh Lowe is going to be writing for us in the Gazette, and he'll be covering that Olmsted Falls Medina Highland opener, and then Olmsted Falls is taking on Brunswick, which is a high-profile dual meet for this early round. We don't expect a lot of real close matchups or huge matchups between top-ranked teams, but Olmsted Falls and Brunswick are both top 10 in the state, so they're going to be out there, and we're going to be writing about that as well. But Avon and North Ridgeville and Lorain are all at the Avon site. Illyria, Midview, and Avon Laker at the Illyria site. So it's nice to have a lot of these local teams going at it early on in this round.
Of course, I should give myself 50 lashes with the wet noodle here. If I had read your notes a little bit closely, a little more closely, I would have seen that's how that works. So, as you said, there are a variety of options. Again, as this airs right now on WEOL, it's already gotten underway. But for folks kind of looking for something to do tonight and catch some wrestling, there's a variety of options out there as far as places to go.
Yeah, almost every team in the county is pretty much in action. There's only a handful of teams. I think Amherst and Oberlin did not compete in the tournament this year, and coaches and programs can opt out if they don't feel they have too many holes in their lineup or whatever reason they might want to not compete. But almost all of them are competing. People can go see their favorite teams compete. The Wellington one, again, is also local, and that has Columbia, Lutheran, West, and Wellington out there in Wellington. So, people don't have to travel far to be able to see some local teams and some good wrestling tonight.
All right, good stuff. So we'll take a quick time out on the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. And in our next segment, we'll hear from the head wrestling coach of Illyria High School, Eric Burnett. He's going to join us to talk about that powerhouse Illyria wrestling program. So stay with us. We're glad to be bringing this to you each and every Wednesday on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, as Sean Bennett just very nicely plugged for us, you can listen on the mobile app. Just put it on your phone. And, of course, folks can also listen in online. Great way to dial in is on the website, WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty, Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. And we have with us on the phone line the head wrestling coach at Elyria High School. He makes his second appearance on the weekly wrestling recap here on WEOL, Eric Burnett. Eric, great to have you with us. And as Sean and I were talking during our last segment, as the folks are listening to this right now, shortly after 6 o'clock, there is already action going on the mats. But obviously a big, big time of the year, and things getting off to a great start tonight for the Pioneer Wrestling Program.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. We're pretty excited about getting things going with the state dual series, and the kids have been working hard, so we're excited about where this is going to go.
Eric, I know when this started just a couple years ago, the OHSA started this dual team tournament. You and several coaches, I, in my opinion, were not huge proponents of it. It added a midweek weight cut for the wrestlers. It was kind of a hassle. There wasn't a lot of push behind it. But from what I've seen, you've kind of really got behind this event over the last few years. Can you just talk about the evolution in just a few years of this event?
Well, sorry about that. It's exciting. I mean, in the beginning, like anything else, there were some kinks and that needed to be worked out. They've actually shortened it by a week, which was big. The midweek weigh-in, it's still no easier, but there's one less week where you have to do it. So, and of course, as you have more success and you can go deeper into the tournament, that makes it a lot of fun. And last year, we made it down to St. John's Arena for the top eight, the elite eight, the final eight, whatever you want to call it. And that was just really, really exciting. It was exciting for our school, for our wrestlers, our community. So we're hoping to get as far as we can again.
And I covered you guys when you made the state duels at Brecksville. It was about, 5-6 years ago, where they basically took the points from the underclassmen coming returning, and they just fielded a team of eight. How much more satisfying is it to earn it and win on the mats?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to equate tournament points with dual meet points. So, under the old system, which worked well, I mean, for what they were trying to do, they were taking the tournament points from the district tournament and just applying that to your team, So if you had however returning guys you had, discounting the seniors, they would take their district points earned and they would just apply that and say, okay, this is how good this team is, so they're going to go to the state duels. Like I said, the problem with that is duels and tournaments are apples and oranges.
Again, we're talking with Eric Burnett, head wrestling coach at Elyria High. As you folks hear this, Pioneers out on the mats tonight as things get going as far as those state duels are concerned. Eric, Sean Bennett and I were talking earlier in the program about just the premier program that you've built over at Elyria High. It seems like last night we were over in Amherst at Corks and Stubbies talking about the upcoming season. And even though that bar was high and you were getting national recognition, your guys still have to go out and do that on the mat. And Sean has talked throughout the year about some of these premier tournaments that your kids have been involved in. Just talk about the year as it's unfolded so far and how your kids have lived up to those expectations that were placed on them.
Well, everything's about progress. So when you design a schedule that's, top heavy in December, you're hoping that your kids are going to get tested and they're going to get match tested. And, as the season goes on, they're going to get tougher. And I guess by tougher, I mean, not just technically where their technique is better, but getting tougher, finishing that tough takedown on the edge of the mat or not getting taken down on the edge of the mat. Or maybe it's the end of the period and, you need to score, or maybe the other guy is trying to score. Those are the things that you hope to get seasoned by wrestling tough competition, so that by the time you get to this part of the year, and as we're heading into the home stretch, going into the tournaments, you're hoping that your guys are seasoned tough and they can get it done in those situations. As far as living up to any kind of rankings or anything like that, I try to emphasize with the kids that you always get it done in between the lines. You get it done on the mat. You get it done in the practice room. Rankings are people's opinions, and it's really nice to be recognized. The national rankings are nice, but, they base that on, a couple of kids that are in the national rankings, and then, the rest of the kids on the team, they have to step up, and they have to a degree. Are we ready? I don't know. We're making progress. This week in practice, of course, it's been a short week so far, but it's been our best week of practice. The kids are high energy. They're working hard. And so I'm looking forward to a lot of progress and hopefully some success for our guys.
Eric, everybody's talking about, obviously, the big matchup tonight in the duels getting started and stuff like that, but you guys have a pretty high-profile dual meet tomorrow night against Brunswick. The Greater Cleveland Conference, first year of the conference, you guys are both 6-0 going into it. This pretty much is for the dual meet championship for the inaugural season. And you guys are battling the last 3 years in the Northeast Ohio Conference. Brunswick won it in 2013 and 14, and you guys won the last NOC tournament pretty handily last year. A lot of ranked kids on both sides. Just talk about that matchup tomorrow night against Brunswick and how special that's going to be. Senior night, a lot of stuff going on.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's tough because, you know, tonight's very important. You know, we got to have, you know, we need to be ready. We only have one match tonight. You know, Marion Harding, they had to bow out of the state duels series due to skin infection, illness. You know, they only had a few kids they could have brought up here tonight. So we don't have that first match. We'll wrestle the winner of Midview and Avon Lake. You know, both teams have some good, young, talented kids. So, you know, we're trying to keep the kids ready for that. You know, and then we try to emphasize that with the kids. Now, you know, tomorrow night, I mean, Brunswick's good. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're solid. You know, they have state level kids at numerous weight classes. I don't know how much flexibility they have, if they're going to be able to bump some guys around. You know, we need to be ready for that. So it's going to be exciting. You know, it's basically, I mean, you know, it's we don't have very many home meets. Nobody's fault. We just don't have many home meets. So, you know, to have a team like that to come into our gym, you know, we're hoping to have an exciting night. And you know, the matchups look good. I think there should be a lot of close matches, and there should be a lot of enthusiasm and excitement. And hopefully the kids are ready to go get the job done.
Boy, big week for Elyria High out there on the mats. Eric, we appreciate you stopping by our weekly wrestling show here on WEOL. Congratulations on the great season so far. Something tells me this isn't the last time we'll have you on the program, but we appreciate you stopping by tonight.
Well, thanks. Thanks for everything you guys are doing for wrestling. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Eric. We appreciate you stopping by.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
That's Eric Burnett, wrestling coach at Elyria High School, as he joins us here on the Wednesday Wrestling Recap. Sean, we got a couple of minutes left. Not only tonight's action, obviously, as we talked about the state duels, and you talked about Brunswick Elyria tomorrow night, Greater Cleveland Conference. Anything this weekend that catches your attention aside from those things that we just talked about?
Well, there's still a lot of conference duels that are very, very important. PAC duels, you know, are full swing. The PAC championship is done at the tournament at the end of the year, but they give out individual trophies for the Stars and the Stripes division. So these teams are really battling hard to win those dual meet trophies and go in with a lot of momentum to the tournament. And then the SWC is shaken up because Brecksville's won that the last 10 years, and they're gone now. And there's a lot of teams trying to win that first SWC championship, especially with the new Avon, Midview, and all these teams in there. And those teams are all up there near the top of the list. So it's going to be pretty exciting, these matches on Thursday night, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a big, big night tomorrow night. Wow, a couple of nights with tonight and tomorrow are going to be very, very special. So something tells me I don't need to ask you what's going to be in your Friday wrestling column then.
Yeah, that's all right. We're going to be talking about conference championships. Firelands has wrapped up their Stars Division dual meet championship, and Josh Malave told me that's the first conference title for them since 1996. So
that's awesome.
We're definitely going to be talking to him and trying to get some some congrats for him in the Falcons program.
And real quick before we sign off tonight, we should let folks know that for the next 2 weeks. Next week and the following week, the next 2 weeks, this show will air on Thursday night. So for the next 2 weeks, starting next week and the following week, we'll have our Thursday wrestling recap. But this one was jam-packed. Good information.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I'm kind of excited. I'm kind of have to have my phone ready and listening with my earbuds tonight, too.
Sean, we hope you're enjoying the broadcast right now over at Elyria.
I'm sure I am. I probably got a smile on my face right now.
Hey, great to have you in. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, look forward to it.
All right, that's Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Again, his wrestling column will come up on Friday. A lot of good information in there. We thank Sean for stopping by. Again, a huge thank you to Elyria head coach Eric Burnett. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Hope you enjoyed this edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty on AM 930 WEOL, and of course online at WEOL.com.